Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Blog Showcase for our authors feature. Tonight we have joining us Minister Jeannie Sharrock. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your latest novel, Allowing God to Be the I Am in My Life.
Yes. This book, well, I was inspired to do this book through the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It is a book about all of the miracles that God has done in my life, and it is a testimony unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so basically, it's my life story, but it's a true story.
Okay. It's almost like a biography, but a testimony.
Though. Yes.
Beautiful.
I would say that.
What inspires the title? What was the inspiration behind
your
title?
Well, like I said, I was inspired by the Holy Spirit. I was told, you know, He guided me. He told me to write the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start writing. And then when it came to choosing a name, I sought out the Holy Spirit. And that is the name that He told me to name my book.
Okay.
And I think because in my life, I do allow God to lead, guide, and direct me. And I do believe that that is why I have been healed through so many different sicknesses and diseases that I have encountered.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of obedience, that's what I named the book. I called the book Allowing God to Be the I Am in My Life.
All
because
right.
He is the head of my life. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have people ask me well, you know, don't you think the title is pretty long? I say, yes, it is. You know, but I was just being obedient to the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is the message that you hope to bring to your audience or even a new reader when they pick up your book to read it for the first time?
Well, my hope is that, you know, in this day and age, people are going through and dealing with so many different things in their lives. And
mm-hmm.
that book, it covers a lot, not only just healing, but just the way God has blessed me. And my hope is that somebody would pick up that book who's maybe have been told that they have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And read where God healed me, or maybe high blood pressure, or maybe
mm-hmm.
some type of paralysis, and get inspired by my story, because
okay.
I want people to know that God has no respect to person. You know, if He did it for me, He'll do it for them. For them not to give up. That God is still healing. God is still performing miracles.
Yes, He is.
And so we just have to know that, and we just have to believe it, you know, because sometimes when you're going through sicknesses and disease, sometimes, you know, you just get to a point where you begin to wonder if there's any hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that my book will bring hope to that person that has given up hope.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that God's desire is that they are to be healed. That's His desire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He doesn't want any of us sick and afflicted.
Absolutely. So what are some of the authors that you read? What type of novels are, you know, that you find intriguing? And then some of your favorites.
Well, I love Joyce Meyers. Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorites.
Okay.
also T.D. Jakes, Dr. David Jeremiah, he's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Charles Stanley. And these are all, you know, they're all writers from a biblical standpoint. So
mm-hmm.
I just find their books, you know, very inspiring.
Okay.
And
quick. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you were still going.
I didn't want to interrupt. I thought you was getting ready to say something.
I was just going
to say that with Joyce Myers, I had about 12 years ago, I had gotten a call that my son was taken ill, and they didn't even know if he was going to make it. So mm-hmm. I rushed out to Texas, and I just picked up this book, didn't even take time to see the name of it or anything. And after I was on the plane, I happened to just notice the title, and it was The Battle Is Not Yours, It Belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that book, it really inspired me, because when I arrived in Texas, I mean, I was facing some challenges as far as, you know, my son and his illnesses. So that mm-hmm. book really encouraged me. And this is one of the things that I'm hoping my book will do for someone, you know, that they will read it and they would be inspired by some of the things that, you know, God has brought me through.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are to be a testimony for others.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
And I do believe that, as for me, I tell people I don't take any credit for the book, because it was, you know, God inspired me to do it, and so I give God all the glory. I give God all the credit for this
mm-hmm.
book.
Mm-hmm.
And I mm-hmm. let people know that every word in this book is true. It happened. But I've had people to come up after reading the book and just tell me how much, you know, they were inspired and how the book have helped them in different areas, different things that they was going through.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as people are able to get blessed and be blessed, that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how can our audience learn more about you? Are you on social media at all?
I'm on Facebook. I have email, Sharrock.Jeannie@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that's about it. I'm on social media, but not all over the place, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me tonight. I will definitely blast our interview all across my social media. Looking forward to reading your novel as well.
Thank you.
I love hearing a testimony, because we are to be a testimony to others, because, you know, we can inspire someone.
Mm-hmm.
Pick someone's spirit up when they're feeling lost and feeling broken.
Exactly.
And feel like everything is against them, but they have to remember God has the final word.
Amen. Always, yes.
Always.
Always.
Well, you have a beautiful evening, and I...